Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
All right, this is some oldie, oldie, goody, goody from our Rusty Rack and Wrinkle Records, that's for sure.
The music of artiste Harry Belafonte, who still at his age is fighting for social justice. He said, if you go back to some of the things that have come out of the 60s, Harry Belafonte, I was saying to the ladies during the break, he was always visible when he didn't have a hit. And when he, just before he would release a new song, he'd be, some people think that's not fair. But anyway.
So when he had a hit, he wasn't visible?
No, after, well, he didn't need to be visible to promote things because he had hits and he was on top of people's minds. When he wasn't, you know, if you, it's easy for people to forget who you are. You know that.
Right.
That's why I don't take any vacations, because I don't want people to forget who I am.
Oh, jeez.
All right, anyway. So there's a social justice organization called Sankofa, SANKOFA.org. And there was a press conference yesterday, and in the press conference was a discussion of the latest move in fighting for social justice. What is the Many Rivers to Cross? Is that?
Yeah, that's the festival.
Where is the festival being held?
It's in Atlanta, and it'll be, it's the Sankofa.org organization is Harry Belafonte's, that's his charity that he's been working with forever, and they're the ones who sponsor the Many Rivers to Cross. It'll be their music and arts festival. I think this, I don't know how many years they've been doing it, but it's been a while now.
Yeah. All right, so also in attendance and performing at this festival is John Legend.
When the war is won,
is
we will be sure.
Song he won the Oscar for last year for best song
in Common.
Yeah, I didn't see Selma, but I heard it was really good. My parents loved
it. Was very
good. Hands to the heavens,
superb.
No man, no weapon.
Superb.
Against yes,
movie.
Glory is destined.
Every also presenting at Belafonte's
sins to go against our skin become
event
blessings.
Is a Public Enemy.
The movement is a rhythm to us.
Macklemore. Jesse Williams. It's the first weekend in October they're having it in Atlanta. He was he told the press conference that Prince had also committed to perform. I don't think he's going to be there.
He'll be there in spirit.
Yes, he will. Really, literally in spirit.
Literally, yes.
Harry said Prince was one of the people who was very much a force in all of this. I was supposed to meet him the week he died, Belafonte. He said we were going to have our fourth meeting in New York. We got word that he had passed. Chuck D of Public Enemy says this is necessary. Artists linking up on real situations, real people doing real things. I think people expressing themselves this way is good. It's cool. It brings attention to it. The problem is sometimes, especially with Belafonte over the years, it's one-sided. I mean, okay, so you'd expect it, I suppose. Over the years, he's belonged to a number of the nonviolent groups. One of the groups that has been very controversial is CORE, the Congress of Racial Equality. I have very little use for them. They're grandstanders to the nth degree. But a lot of this stuff started not just around the justice movement in the 60s, but the Vietnam War brought a lot of these people together, and that was appropriate. A lot of interesting groups. And so there are plenty of reasons to be concerned about what's going on in the country. And
absolutely.
I think this will bring it to the fore again. And there's nothing wrong with that. Always being conscious and being aware is a good thing. 28 past the hour.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Joe Kahn put his passions for food, people, and tailgating together and made a career out of it.
He sold his business and house, bought a motorhome, proclaimed himself the commissioner of tailgating, and hit the road. Why'd he do it, and what did he learn?
I wanted to do a television show. I wanted to see if I could live in a motorhome. When I started this and I went to every stadium in the NFL in 1996, I really found what tailgate is about, just meeting people, talking with people, eating a lot of food, and making a lot of friends.
How can you turn your passion into a living?
Joe sought out sponsors early on to help fund his endeavor. As his popularity grew, so did his opportunities.
Find your niche, find a way to fund it, and build traction. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. How much time do we all spend allowing our imaginations to build small troubles into big ones, creating discontent? The young can't wait to be older. The old want to be young again. We seem never to be okay where we are right now. Many of us had it driven into our consciousness that life's a war, raised in families who expected conflict and combat, delivering messages to us like, this is going to be a lousy day, I can feel it already. Well, a contentious attitude always brings misery. I've learned that expectation of hostility breeds hostility. And if we expect nothing but pleasantness and peace, we'll find that life is not a war, and that people are not the enemy. From the Greeniverse, this is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.